Carolyn Maloney. So tell me, how is it now that you picked up a few seats in the House? The Senate stayed Democratic and picked up a few seats. The president did very well in his election. But what's it like to be in the Congress?
Well, it's very hopeful. We are inaugurating our president on January 21, so that's coming up, and we're very excited about it. We did better in the Senate than we expected. Everyone was talking about the big challenge we had with so many empty seats and Democratic empty seats, and but we picked up two Democratic seats. The president won decisively with a 11% gender advantage over Romney, and 20 new women in the Senate, and then we picked up seats in the House. We need 17 more seats to take back the House. We're working already on getting ready for the next election and looking for candidates. We're determined to take back the House, and of course, there's a lot of hope and support for our president. It was a decisive victory.
It really was. Carolyn Maloney, what do you make, though, of the gender inequality in terms of the vote? What do you take away from that?
I would say that the Republicans worked very hard to achieve it. They really did. They put up bizarre GOP candidates like Todd Akin and Richard Murdoch and Joe Walsh that made incredibly stupid, ignorant comments on reproductive health issues. Their support for solid policies that seek to limit the reproductive health options for women and families, including victims of rape, and making offensive statements that women that are raped cannot get pregnant. I'm just really out of touch. But there was also a tremendous effort to roll back rights that we already have. I'm used to fighting for choice, but in this Congress, they were going after access to birth control. And in fact, I was at a hearing on government reform and oversight where they were talking about the president's plan to have access to contraceptives and health plans and universities and other places, and they had the whole panel was male, and I came and asked the question, where are the women? And Alan, it took off like wildfire when I talked about the all-male lineup of Republican House chairs. They're all they've learned nothing. They aren't inclusive, and women see these actions, and it's disturbing to them. They have worked to roll back choice. I have a choice scorecard on my website, and they've passed well over 100 items to try to roll back choice. I think the Republican Party has their own Sandy on their hands, and that's the voting wrath of women. Well, see these bills that they're passing in the House of Representatives that are anti-woman, anti-choice, and just anti-science, really.
Carolyn, they were getting away with it for a long time. But don't you think this represents some change in the cognitive process that women have about their own rights? Don't you think? Because in the old days, there were women who just sided with them all the time.
Well, they have an extremist social agenda, and women saw it. And 2012 was a sea change election for women. Voted against their positions. But I must tell you, Alan, this is my 11th term running for Congress.
Wow.
And just was reelected with 82% of the vote. Wow. But I have never seen it as bad as it was in this last time. They not only were chipping away at choice, they were chipping away at birth control. They had these personhood amendments that literally would dictate what kind of birth control you could have access to. They were saying that in certain hospitals they did not have to perform abortions even if the woman was going to die. I mean, these are just really, really extreme. And the sonograms that they were demanding of women and all kinds of things that they were doing were very frightening to women. And women voted. And they tried to make it look like that they were for the economy and women cared about the economy. But I would say that a very important part of the economy is reproductive choice and reproductive rights. Being able to time your children is a very economic issue, to time your children after you have your education, to time your children when you're healthy. So they did a lot of things that really frightened women in many ways, and I think that they worked hard to achieve the 11-point gender gap. And the Republican Party, I believe, will continue to have this gender gap as long as they follow this extremist anti-choice, anti-woman, anti-women's health care. And I would say that women's health care is very much a part of the economy. They were going after really women's health and access to health.
Let me ask you this. Have the Republicans, now you said it, if they keep going, they lose. But aren't they smart enough to say, hey, we messed up? It's clear they know they messed up on the Hispanic vote. And they're falling all over themselves to do something about that. But you mean to say you don't think that they're going to take the same thing away from the clobbering they got from women?
I believe, Alan, that they've learned nothing. they came out with an all-male lineup of Republican House committee chairs. And only after there was an outcry across America did they elect one woman, Kathy McMorris Rodgers, as conference chair or chairwoman to give her a seat at the table. But when I started with the cry of where are the women, it took off like wildfire because people could see what they were doing, chipping away, trying to roll back women's access to birth control and access to choice. These are extreme issues. And in fact, I did a report, it may be on my website, where I compared the Republican to the Democratic position on certain issues. And then I decided to compare the Republican stands with prior Republicans. They were not only out of step with Democrats, they were out of step with Main Street. They were out of step with the traditional Republican Party. And I will give you one example. They voted to defund nutritional programs. Well, Dole, the presidential candidate on the Republican side, he authored the bill that they demolished. The family planning funding, they voted to defund family planning. One in five women in America get their health care from family planning. But the family planning section of the bill that they defunded was authored by none other than George Bush Sr. when he was a congressman. So they were out of step very much so with what we call in New York the Rockefeller Republicans, but also the Bush Republicans and the Dole Republicans. So this was the most extreme anti-woman Congress I'd seen with this Tea Party crowd. But many of them were defeated. Maybe it will be different now.
Carolyn Maloney, you and I are old friends and even colleagues.
Absolutely.
And even colleagues. It's so wonderful.
Absolutely. We work together. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Alan, and listening to your show.
It's so wonderful to hear you carrying the flag and doing all that you're doing, and we thank you. And when we come back the next time, Carolyn, I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about how things are in the House of Representatives.